This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one very common question I got throughout my years on radio and practice is, what do you do if your kid catches you in the act of sex? I think in light of, you know, a lot of the recent, current events, we're worried as parents that we're going to traumatize our kid and we're going to turn our kid into the next mass murder. And so when you look back at a child's past, you try to go back, you know, and see, okay, well, what was traumatizing? And one of the most common things that unfortunately a kid witnesses is their parents having sex. And we don't understand a lot of times as parents how traumatizing that is. I didn't even think that was going to be a possibility in my house, you know, because, I mean, what, it's like a 30-second window, if that. But my kids ended up managing able to walk in on us, and I'm not really sure how they threaded that needle, but it happens. And so, unfortunately, we handle it wrong many times. So, kid walks in, and what's the first thing you guys do? You scream. You know, get out of here. You know, you're not supposed to be in here. Okay, so the kid, okay, one, who knows what they saw, right, or heard, you know, I mean, power tools can be pretty frightening as it is, you know, and especially with dad not wearing any, you know, eye or ear equipment, like, you know, he yells at the kid to do in the garage all the time. So one is that is pretty traumatizing, but then you yell at the kid. So then the kid runs, okay, so you have a choice of finishing. Or, oh, I'm going to make the kid feel better. Well, most people are like, you know, let's just finish, okay? Kid will be fine. So then you hunt down your child. And the child is probably hiding because he probably never heard sounds like that or that sort of scream, you know, from you, go and get the hell out of here. And so the kid is now hiding. And so our first instinct is to reinforce, you know, the no. You know, don't go in there. That was wrong, bad boy, bad girl, and no, that's completely, okay, that just now adds to the trauma. So the first thing you need to do if your kid ever catches you in the act of sex is, one, assure them that they did nothing wrong, okay? If these kids walk in on us, it's our fault, okay? We should have locked the door, we should have waited till it was nap time, or, I don't know, they were in preschool. Yeah, you know, that's our fault. And yeah, kids get up in the middle of the night, you know, things happen, but that's not their fault, okay? You know, we have designed our kids to look for mommy or look for daddy if they have a nightmare or there's a monster in their, you know, in their dream or nightmare or whatever, or, you know, if they wet their bed. So, you know, we taught them to do this. So basically, them coming into your room is something we taught them to do. So then for us to turn around and bust them for it, doesn't really work well with the kids, okay? The other thing you need to kind of do is just stop for a second and realize what just happened to the kid, all right? Your kids, just like any cubs, you know, or, you know, animal in the wild, watches what we parents do very closely because kids learn by mimicry. So, you know, if I'm talking to my mom, you know, I'm like, oh, mom, come on, man, leave me alone. They learn that and they'll like talk to me like, mom, leave me alone. I'm like, no, that's not good behavior. Okay, just because I yell at my mom doesn't mean you yell at me. But they learn how to eat, they learn how to talk to me, they learn how to do things by watching mom and dad. And so if they see something that they don't like and confuses them and you know scares them, they might be going through this idea like, oh my gosh, okay, I need to turn into mommy or daddy one day. and I have to do that. I mean, I remember when I was little, I would always walk into my dad peeing. You know, well, because my dad would never close the door. You know, he just stand up and pee. And so, for some reason, I always thought I would grow up to be a man. I never thought I was going to grow up to be my mom. I don't know why. I just always related more to my dad. So I was like, okay, well, then I need to learn how to pee. So I would always try to pee standing up because my mom would sit and pee. And then my mom was like, no, you're going to, you know, be a woman one day, you know. You're going to grow boobies. I'm like, no, no. I was scared to death of boobies. So we mimic. So a kid, after they saw that, they're going to be like, wait a second, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm going to be a mommy and daddy one day. I have to do that. So assure them that, you know, it's not something they have to think about in the next 10, 20 years. And then don't generalize. A lot of times we'll tell a kid, you know what, all grown-ups do this. Your grandma did this. Okay, don't be telling the kids that Nana, okay, just did what they just witnessed, okay? They don't understand. That reverse cowgirl is very scary to them. So what you need to do is, you know, tell them that mommy and daddy were having mommy and daddy time. Otherwise, they're going to think of that preacher, rabbi, their teacher does that. Don't tell them all adults do that because that'll really, really traumatize. And then, you know, call it mommy and daddy time. Don't say mommy and daddy were talking or mommy and daddy were having a conversation because, again, they're in mimicry. They're learning how to talk. They're learning how to converse. If they think that's how they have to have a conversation later, again, it's going to traumatize them. So you don't want to do that. And, you know, you can set boundaries because the kid is going to want to tell himself and herself, how does this not happen again? So you already lay that out. You lay out the landscape. Go, if mommy and daddy's door is closed, okay, knock. Now if they go, what if there's a fire or something like that? I say, that's okay. That's okay. You can knock. Knock, tell us. We will come out. But you could set boundaries. But, you know, one of the biggest mistakes parents do is when something happens with their kid, they try to fix it all right away. You know, like me, I need to be done, right? Like, if I ever fight with Corey, it's like, let's just finish it, be done, because I don't want to go on for days or weeks, okay? You know, let me just win my fight, okay, and let's move on, because I got things to do. With kids, you can't do that, okay? A kid's not going to understand this and get over it that quickly. So, if they're still freaked out and hiding behind their bed or whatever because of what they just saw, no big deal. Do little bits. And a lot of times, you could talk to your kid about anything, you know, when you're not in the house. Like, let's say you're driving around with them and you don't have a little brother or sister giggling in the background or whatever. That's a good time to talk to them. You know, you could say, you know, we're going to have a big boy conversation now. And they love, you know, thinking they're big boy or big girl and getting to talk more on a grown-up level with you. All right. I'm putting an article together for you guys on this, so you'll have it. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Don't go away.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad
case. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, Kelvin wants me to talk about the statistics of video games and gun violence. And I'd love for you guys to call in live if you're ever listening to the show live. I know a lot of you guys listen to it delayed. I'd love to talk to you guys about this. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't mind having the conversation on it. I don't think we have enough statistics on how many mass shootings were caused by a love of video games, because the average sane person plays video games. I mean, this is, you know, the ideal study to link video gaming and mass shooting I mean, there's a lot of, you know, studies talking about violence and, you know, kids might be more aggressive and, you know, but the ideal study that would have to be done is you take a bunch of kids who are all psychologically the same. Now, with the exception of twins or triplets or quadruplets, I don't see how you're going to get a big sample size, right, of people who are, and even twins and triplets and quadruplets, they're not going to always be psychologically the same. So you would have to have everybody psychologically the same, where, you know, mom didn't do drugs, you know, dad didn't do drugs during the fetal period or before conception, you know, grew up the same way, you know, wasn't beaten, wasn't bullied. I mean, it's really hard, but you would basically get all these kids that had the same psychological background, have them play video games, and then see what happens 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. And if you see somebody turn psychologically, you know, aggressive, you know, or violent, you then have that data. And I mean, but I don't know if you could even do a study. That would be under ideal conditions, and there is no way to have a patient size that's that uniform. There's no way. You have no idea what triggers people have. You know, I mean, a lot of people who've been raped, who've been, you know, traumatized in the past, they forget. I mean, I did. Yeah, you just put it back in your memory and you forget. And so you go through life going, I love life. You know, I am good. I had the best, you know, past, and everything's all fine and dandy. And then something reminds you. And, you know, it's interesting. I got to figure out what happened here. But we were driving to California, and everything's going fine. And my kids were listening to this one song. And the song wasn't a bad song. There were no bad words in it or anything like that. But I remember finding myself kind of squirm a little bit in my chair. I just didn't like it. And I don't think I've ever heard that song before. But it just keeps playing. And I'm like, I don't like the song. I just need you to stop playing it. I've never done that before in my life. And so my husband and my kids are looking at me like, what's wrong? I mean, 'cause I love music, and I love all genres of music. I will sing barbershop. I will sing, you know, country. I will sing opera, whatever. I love all music. And this one song, it was a few decades old, got to the point where I just couldn't listen to it anymore. So my husband thinks that might have been something that might have been associated with my past, and that it hit a memory, you know, deep, 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 buried, buried deep into my hippocampus. And so, you know, so you, and the moral is you can't really do an ideal study on seeing if video games make you violent. I mean, the best we have is people before they play not wanting to kill somebody, and then people after they play wanting to kill somebody. But there's a big debate, okay? Dr. Arthur Evans, CEO of the American Psychological Association, pointed out a reaction to the president's address. Apparently, the president had made some made comments, you know, on the weekend shootings in El Paso and Dayton, and he described the shooter as twisted. He blamed video games and psychiatry, saying mental illness and hatred pulls the trigger, not the gun. There's a lot of people that agree with the statement. A lot of people disagree with that statement. I mean, you know, my family has guns. We are, you know, everybody I know actually has a weapon in the house. And nobody I know will take that weapon and start stabbing people or start shooting people. So, you know, there are weapons, and there's, you know, axes. There's shears, landscaping shears. You know, there's weapons all over the house people have. You know, but you know, the average person isn't a killer. Well, Chris Ferguson, a psychology professor at Stetson University, told the New York Times that the data on bananas causing suicide is about as conclusive. Literally, the numbers work out about the same. They say there is a link between video gaming and violence, but gaming, they say, but gaming is not unique to the U.S., and no other country with a strong gaming culture suffers anywhere near as many mass shootings. So in this particular article by Daily Mail, they say South Korea is home to the most video gamers in the world. I didn't know that. And then they say Japan is home to one of the fastest growing video game markets in the world. But they seem to have the lowest rates of violence. Now, what does that mean? Doesn't mean the video game, are video games more violent? I mean, I've seen the video games these kids play. Yeah, it's there. You shoot people up. And so I've been asked, you know, why don't I think video games cause mass shootings? I don't think a normal, healthy person who plays a video game is going to turn around and decide to kill fellow humans. I just don't believe that. However, what I do believe is you have people with a mental illness who don't do well in society, and they isolate, and when they isolate, they play video games. And as they're isolating, we talked about this yesterday, the more you stay isolated and the more your reality becomes a video game reality, the more you disassociate with real reality. And so your new reality can warp you. Now remember, the average healthy person, okay, you know, we'll have a job, we'll go to school, we'll hang out with friends. You know, yeah, some of us don't have friends. You know, some of us, you know, are finding ourselves more lonely. We talked about that study saying millennials seem to be the loneliest generation as they report over other generations. And so, yeah, if there's nothing else to do, you'll be online, etc. But again, if you play a video game for hours, I don't see the data of that making you want to gun down people standing in line at a club or at a Walmart. Okay? The problem is who is playing that video game for hours, and what do they have pre-existingly? So, you know, I apologize that I really don't have a lot of data on this. You know, and, you know, so one thing, you know, options brought up, because remember, America's ticked. I mean, people are pissed off that we can't walk into a store or wait in line to go to a restaurant without somebody deciding to just gun us down or go into a school. So we as society want to do something. So part of the country wants to take away every single weapon that's out there. And, you know, I don't blame them for that sort of reaction because it's scary. You know, I mean, my grandfather had a gun pointed at him. Thank God that was at a time in the 1960s where you didn't shoot everybody you pointed a gun to. So the guy robbed my grandfather and he left, and thank God didn't shoot him in the head. But, you know, when you have a family member that's, you know, been a part of some sort of gun violence and, you know, luckily he survived, yeah, you know, it's going to be natural to think it would be nice if the gun wasn't there. But also, a lot of us are practical. You will not get rid of every single weapon, and anything could be a weapon. And if somebody wants to kill, they're going to use whatever. So, you know, this approach to let's get rid of all the guns isn't practical. This approach to get rid of all the video games, stop violent video games. We had the same conversation in the 80s and 90s with movies. Stop the violent movies. You know, Sylvester Stallone needs to do something. Arnold Schwarzenegger needs to do something. Where's Bruce Willis on this? Okay, we like watching movies. I mean, you know, Superman in the 1950s was considered pretty violent, seeing somebody, you know, get punched. And then, you know, Batman, remember you would see kapow and all these, you know, violence is kind of relative in terms of what we see in entertainment. But, you know, there was a big cry a few decades ago to, you know, stop these violent movies. Well, we can't cleanse and make everything look like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. It's not going to unfortunately happen. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Huntsman is reportedly resigning from that position. The news just breaking. We'll have more as it becomes available. Yesterday was Wall Street's worst day of the year. Today, the indexes have bounced back, with the Dow just before the top of the hour up about 70 points. The concerns have been about a growing trade war with China, but White House economist Larry Kudlow is defending President Trump's tariffs on China, saying that the president's simply protecting and defending the U.S. economy. After one of the two mass shootings over the weekend happens in his state, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is calling on state lawmakers there to pass several new gun safety measures.
Well, I can tell you, if we're committed to do this, we can do it.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
Hey, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, how many of you are menopausal? Man, I tell you, yeah, that, shoo. Man, I thought I had years left, but, you know, when the ovaries decide to shut down, those ovaries decide to shut down. And my voice gets lower and lower and lower. Well, they say there's a new procedure that could delay menopause up to 20 years for those of us who want. And apparently this was done in Great Britain. They performed it on 10 British women ranging in age from 22 to 36. And what they did is they took part of their ovaries, their vibrant, robust, working ovaries, and they took part of them, part of that tissue, and then they cryogenically froze them. And then, when the woman gets closer to the age of menopause, they will thaw that ovarian tissue and re-implant it. This way, she has active ovarian tissue. Now, a lot of menopause also has to do with the brain signal, so I'm not exactly sure how that's going to go. But we're finding that menopause and medical issues, like heart disease, osteoporosis, they're related. So once a woman starts to go through menopause, things start to change and age and poop out. And there was this big push before the Women's Health Initiative in 2002. So in the 1990s, I was taught that it was malpractice to not put a woman on hormones because the hormones would protect her against heart disease and osteoporosis and all the things that could happen when a woman goes through menopause. But then the Women's Health Initiative came out and said, no, you know, some hormone therapies will actually worsen your heart disease risk. And again, it's the whole concept of natural versus unnatural. You know, like Premarin is made from horse urine. You know, yeah, it's a naturally occurring substance, but it's with other substrates. And again, it's not you. It's not human. And so it's still an artificial way of fighting menopause. And whenever we try to replicate nature by a pill, we don't really do as well. We do okay, but we do well. Now, some women listening to this would say, you know, anything that can help the menopause, I'm for. I mean, with the menopause, you have poor sleep, you have hot flashes, memory issues, you know, vaginal atrophy, weight gain. There's a lot of things that unfortunately happen. But, you know, the idea of being able to take a part of you, hold, you know, I freeze it in time, and then, you know, I don't know. So, we also don't know, you know, will those ovaries decide to go rogue? You know, but I think the next thing you guys are going to see that's going to be really, really big in terms of medicine is freezing part of your body, taking parts of your liver or your microbiome or, you know, I don't know, cartilage even, and holding it aside. We did this with stem cells, the cord blood. We'll collect a child's cord blood so we have their stem cells, freeze them, and then we could use them later in life if, God forbid, they get leukemia or some other cancer or whatever where they need stem cells. It's kind of the big thing now. It's just the storage. It's expensive. You're spending hundreds of dollars a month for storing something. And then what happens when you miss the bill? Yeah, a lot of times I don't get a bill. I remember one point my power company only gave me like 6 bills a year. And I'm like, okay, let's just do the automatic because I don't know what the hell's going on. Well, with cartilage, I told you years ago in Hampshire, New England, they had taken a woman's cartilage from a healthy area, pulled it out, grew it in a lab, expanded it, and then put it in her osteoarthritic knee. We never really heard whatever ended up happening with that. But another study's come out saying if you inject cartilage cells into a knee, that may actually grow into new cartilage and then help you avoid knee replacement. Now, arthritis, we've talked about the various types of arthritis. The most common arthritis is osteoarthritis. That's basically your wear and tear. A lot of us need some WD-40. They don't have WD-40. If they had medical WD-40, I think I'd be fine. But your cartilage is kind of like your shock absorber. It's kind of like a, I call it an almohado de los huesos, a pillow between the bones, where it just kind of cushions and it prevents friction of the bones. And as that wears down, you increase friction of the bones, and with friction you get more osteophytes and more arthritis. So these kids that fall and bounce back up, that cartilage allows a lot of flexibility. But when you don't have that much cartilage, or you tore it, or I don't know what, that's, you start having issues. And a lot of us are looking at knee replacements and hip replacements because we're living longer. You know, when people were dying in the 40s and 50s of heart disease and cancer and all that, arthritis wasn't as big of an issue. Also, people were walking more, they were skinnier. Well, now that we're living till 70, 80, 90, we're outliving our joints. And knee replacements and hip replacements are pretty big surgeries. They're expensive. There's a lot of, you know, revisioning of a joint. You need a lot of physical therapy, and they're painful. So they say tiny balls in this study, tiny balls of cartilage tissue, will stick to the bone like raindrops on a window pane, and they think that can help heal knees. So you inject the cartilage cells into the knee joint, they'll grow into new cartilage, cushioning the joint. Now, it's not that easy. I mean, you need to use cartilage stem cells, and you need to coax them, etc. But research has shown that it may prevent somebody needing knee replacement surgery. Now, some of you will say, well, how do I know if my knees are that bad? Well, one is we could do an x-ray. Sometimes a simple x-ray, we could see if you have bone on bone. You know, if you see a nice space between, you know, your tibia and your femur, you got, you know, you have a nice, you know, space. But if you see the bone just sitting on the other bone with not that little bit of, you know, a few millimeter space, you know you've lost some cartilage. And then they could do an MRI, and the MRI can also, usually the orthopedist doctor will do an MRI. And they say knee arthritis is common. 10% of men and 13% of women over age 60 have, you know, painful knees. I would even say more than that. I think the average person has arthritis. But to the degree where they need a replacement, no. So they've even looked at blood. We've looked at blood injections. They did 215 patients, gave them platelet-rich plasma. Basically, what you do is you spin blood to get a greater concentration of platelets. And platelets are clotting factors. Blood cells produce growth factors, proteins that can help heal. And so they've been doing lots of studies on this platelet-rich plasma. Some results are great, some, eh. So, you know, we're moving forward. I mean, thank God you have, you know, these universities and, you know, pharmaceutical companies. This one came out of the University of Germany in Heidelberg. And they looked at the injection of cartilage as it being a possible treatment. So what do you do to avoid getting arthritis? Well, you got to avoid damaging the knees. I mean, you know, on one end, we want you to be active. We want you to exercise. We want you to, you know, walk and move. But on the other end, if you, you know, fall down a black diamond like I did, you know, you're going to hurt yourself. And once you hurt yourself, you start, you know, losing the integrity of that joint. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so this is interesting. We need to have a real honest conversation, okay, without anybody accusing anybody of being politically incorrect. Can we maybe just kind of have a truce and have an honest conversation about women, maternity leave, and work? Okay, I think we'd get a lot more done and a lot more accomplished if people weren't afraid to talk about it. Well, the reason why I bring this up is Google is in the news as a former employee's memo was obtained by Motherboard. I think Motherboard is like a internal, or Motherboard is, I think, a online like message board or like chat board, or, you know, billboard. It's called a Motherboard. And it's where, I think, you know, moms and women can talk about, you know, workplace discrimination, etc. And I guess there was a memo posted on an internal Google message board for expecting a new moms. And a unnamed former employee accused two of her former female bosses of discriminating against her and other employees because they were pregnant. She also said that she faced retaliation after reporting the abuse to human resources. They found no evidence of discrimination. Now, Google has declined to comment on the specific allegation, and they said that retaliation for HR complaints is against the company rules. But basically, an unnamed female employee's document was posted, then later published on Motherboard, and it was a 2,300-word letter. She was an ex-team leader, and she announced that she was not coming back to Google upon completion from maternity leave because she said the company's culture was toxic towards new and expectant mothers. Apparently, I guess, my manager discussed the person's likely pregnancy-related mental health struggles and how it's difficult because you can't touch employees after they disclose such things. And I guess the manager had possibly, in some of her comments, talked about how her pregnancy could possibly stress the team and rock the boat. Now, is it worth a lawsuit? Does the company have to close down? Let's be honest about women who are pregnant and work. Now, mind you, I went to work 2 weeks after my first child, because I only had 2 weeks leave, and then I went back to work 3 days after my second. And I worked up until the day I gave birth. But I was lucky. I was very, very fortunate. Luckily, God gave me a healthy pregnancy. When I did have to go into the hospital because fluid was low, I stopped work. So I worked up until the point that I could. And I was very, very lucky to do that. And to me, I performed the same tasks as anybody else. However, okay, as an employer, they do have certain paths. They have to tread lightly with an employee who's pregnant. And the reason why is, for example, in some offices or some places of work, there are things that could be at risk to a baby, a fetus. And so in my office, if you were pregnant, you did not shoot x-rays. You are not going to shoot x-rays on patients. You'll still be paid the same. You'll still have the same job title. But you're going to be given then a different job because we don't want you to put yourself at risk or the baby at risk of radiation. Now, that to me seems really fair. It's not discriminatory. But technically, you are having a person do a different job because they're pregnant. Now, is that bad? Is that good? And so, when somebody, let's say, in a setting, let's say you come up with a good team in marketing or whatever, and somebody is going to be taken off a period of time, whether it's vacation, whether it's having surgery, whether it's, you know, a pregnancy or, you know, the bosses and managers are trained to go, oh, we're here for you, whatever you need. But can we be honest? Yes, it's going to stress, it's going to shake things up. Anytime somebody takes vacation, somebody takes leave, right, there's always some stress. And in fact, some of the people taking that leave almost like that reassurance in a way where, you know, if you are a good employee You know, we'll sit down and say, okay, good. You deserve your break. I'm glad you're doing it. What should we do to prepare for your absence with referrals, with, you know, your job? You do such a great job. Who would you recommend to take over when you're gone? Or, I mean, these are conversations you should have. Now, why do people discriminate against pregnant women? All right. Well, what are some things or some myths that people have about a pregnant woman? Well, some of them may cry more. They may be more labile. And if you say something to them, they may cry. Okay, well, you know, that's a load of crap. But I do have to be honest. I mean, when I was pregnant, I did cry easier. Who cares? You can still talk to me any way you need to talk to me. But yeah, I did cry. I did need to sit down more. I did need, you know, a wider working space. I mean, these are honest things we should be able to talk about. And I think what's happening here is everybody is so afraid to say the wrong thing that the elephant in the room doesn't get addressed, and then accidentally things get said or things happen. So apparently I'm seeing in this article that in 2017 Google fired engineer James Damore because he violated the company's code of conduct. Now what did he do? Well, he published a memo explaining that women were underrepresented and paid less in the workplace. But in his memo, he said it wasn't because of sexism, but because of inherent differences between the sexes. I'm not exactly sure why he published that, but here he was, I guess, trying to have a conversation, and whatever he said ticked somebody off and he lost his job. Now, I mean, you know, we've talked about, you know, muscle mass, bone mass, lifting capacity. I mean, I'm a doctor. I would be the worst doctor in the world if I didn't say that a woman is built differently than a man. I mean, duh. You know, there's boobies. There's a penis. I mean, there are differences in men and women. Doesn't mean somebody should be underpaid. Doesn't mean, you know, but, you know, if you get paid by the poundage, you know, you could carry. All right, then that's the job, that's the way that pay scale is. But if you get paid for seeing the same number of patients, and you see the same number of patients, you should be paid the same. So, you know, what I'm seeing right now is people are kind of, like, especially management, they don't know what to do. I think it is completely okay for management to have a conversation about what somebody's maternity leave could require in terms of getting additional staff and changes that need to be made. You can't have somebody go off, leave for 4 or 5 months and then projects end. You're going to have to, if you're good management, come up with some other, you know, and you might look stressed in the process. You might be so happy for her or whatever, but, you know, if somebody had an accident, if somebody got pregnant, if somebody is going through a divorce, you know, I mean, you're going to be there for them, but, you know, you do have a right to be a little stressed about trying to come up with, you know, people to cover. So, you know, maybe we need to kind of have little safe conversations where people can talk openly and help work towards a solution. Otherwise, you know, people are losing their jobs left and right because they're accidentally saying something stupid. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.